Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It's right on 12 to 11 at the Sky Sports Radio. Mick Cowley joining us now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning, Cossie. How was yesterday for you, mate?
Good. I rarely have a bet, and my son doesn't mind one. Luckily, I'm in sweet with him. I gave him 6 tips and 4-1. So he still loves his old man.
Mate, something extra for you for Christmas, that's for sure.
Probably not, no. I got my reward yesterday, I think. Thanks, Dad.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Mate, good to hear. Mate, plenty happening in the Greyhound world, Cozzy.
Yeah. Now, what's happening?
Mate, we've got we're joined on the line by Tracy Screws. Tracy obviously trains very handy dog Pindari Express, and she was down in Melbourne last night, not for the Melbourne Cup, but for a race at Sandown. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I can hear you're on your way back to Sydney. Thanks for joining us quickly. And happy with the 29.50 win last night?
Oh yeah, it was more than I expected. Like, I just wanted to make sure he got around all right and handled himself in a field for the first time down there, so win was a bonus.
And he looked, just judging by that first turn, he looked as though he wanted to head out to the outside. Is that just because he was new to the track in a field?
Possibly. He can do that. Second go, he normally goes a bit better, so that's what I'm hoping, he'll go a bit better. But yeah, he just doesn't like to be flooded up. Mick, that's all.
No, understandable. Tracy, what are the plans? I think you're looking at potentially or hopefully getting a start in the shootout next, which is on next Thursday or tomorrow week.
Yeah, I'll nom him for the shootout. Hopefully he's lucky enough to get a run. That'd be great. If not, I'll put him in a prelude on the same night.
I guess ultimate goal is the Melbourne Cup final on the 29th, heats on the 22nd. Is that where everything's leading to at this stage?
Yeah, at this stage, that's right, yeah.
Tracy, during the $1 million chase show, the fantastic semi-final win and a gallant fifth in the final, you must have been delighted with the way he performed through that series.
Oh, yeah. Look, just to make the final against all those group dogs and all the professional trainers, yeah, that was just unbelievable.
And I guess it was a little bit of vindication for your training too, you know, because you have from time copped a little bit, you know, whether it be through social media and so forth. Everyone's an expert on social media, as we all know. Must have been good for you to get a dog ready and up for a feature race worth $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Look, we've never experienced anything like that. My family's been involved for over 50 years, and he's the best dog we've ever had.
Your dad Jack was obviously there. He enjoyed the ride as well, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, he loved him to death. So he's in the car with me now. So
it's a team Screws effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, and there's the rest of the family at home, and I'm lucky. I've got a lot of good friends around that help me drive. I got Margaret and Ivan Delander today, so yeah, I couldn't do it without everybody's help.
Very much. And Pindari Express has pulled up okay after last night?
Yeah, look, he seems fine. He had a good sleep, so I'll get him checked out tomorrow, and fingers crossed everything's okay. But just looking at him, he looks all right.
So would the plan be to head down next Wednesday or Thursday, depending on what happens for Thursday night?
Yeah, we'll head back down Wednesday. I normally head down the day before.
Yep. Very good. Well, best of luck. That field will be announced not too far away for the shootout. Fingers crossed that he does get a start in that, because one of those shootout fields would suit him down to the ground, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, I think a four-dogger would suit him down to the ground, so that's why I'm aiming at the shootout. So, as I said, fingers crossed if he's lucky enough to get in. That'd be
absolutely
great.
Tracy, thanks for coming on this morning and having a chat on your way home. Safe travels, and good luck with either getting into the shootout or Melbourne Cup Prelude next Thursday night.
No worries. Thanks very much, Mick, for having me on the show. Thank you.
Cozzy, there she was, Tracy Screws, with a very, very handy dog, Pindari Express. Mm. And it's good to see that she's taken it around the country for everyone to have a look at. And I know there was, Feral Frankie's obviously the people's champion, the people's favourite, but there was so much positivity around Pindari Express when Tracy did qualify the dog for the $1 million Chase Grand Final. I've never seen so many people wanting to shake someone's hand as they were after that semi-final win, which is great. That's what the industry's all about.
Yep, too right. Now, the Top Gun on Saturday. I love these races because there's always a curly one in these races, aren't there, where they select them?
Mate, there is indeed. I was having a look at the market for this with tab.com.au this morning, Cozzy, and it's just amazing. Feral Frankie's in the field, and we all know what Feral Frankie can do and is capable of doing, and ran 29.08 at Sandown last week. It's on the fifth line of betting at $8. It's just incredible. It's such a quality field, such an open field, and the box draw has made it even more interesting. But, yeah, it's really a race to look forward to on Saturday night. It's going to be an absolute cracker. And as I said, yeah, Feral Frankie, $8 chance. I'd be, if I was allowed to bet, which I'm not, I'd certainly be having some of that, that's for sure.
Yeah, too right. Now, we didn't talk yesterday, of course, being Cup Day, but Monday night, the Nowra Gold Cup was on.
Yes, that was the feature event on that Nowra card. Fantastic performance by Mrs. Emgram. We had spoken about it on Monday, about the Nowra Gold Cup worth $10,000 to the winner. And Mrs. M. Grant, a promising up-and-coming stayer, and Luke Azzopardi trains her. She won the Nowra Gold Cup and now will more than likely head down to Victoria for the Bold Trees, the Group 1 Bold Trees, which is on later in the month over that Melbourne Cup Carnival. So that's an up-and-coming stayer. We haven't had an up-and-coming stayer for a little while. We've had some quality stayers with Poco Dorado and others out of that litter, Veloce Nero and Blue Moon Rising, who's obviously in the Top Gun stayers on Saturday night as well. But yeah, she looks like one that can certainly come through, and she'll actually be at Richmond on Friday night competing in the GRNSW Middle Distance Series out at Richmond on Friday. So that'll be good too. That's actually a very good meeting at Richmond. There's five heats of the maiden series out there as well. It's a $10,000 maiden as well. So there's some very handy dogs that will be stepping out onto the racetrack in a race for the first time, but have put together some very handy trial performances. So I'm tipping on Friday night, we'll see some very classy young dogs going around, Cozzy.
All right. Now, Mrs. M. Grand going to go around at Richmond?
She is, yes. She's in that middle distance race. That'll be a good one for her. Yeah, the 700 is more up her alley, but she is quite good over the 600 and will be hard to beat for sure.
All right. Now, what's happening with the maiden series?
Maiden series are going on all over the place, Cozzy, and we've got the Steel Line Maiden at Richmond on Friday night. There's five heats. There's some very good dogs. Pete Legagione's got a very good dog in there as well, and they'll be well and truly worth watching.
All right, terrific. Now, you get another adoption day Saturday. Chance to get a greyhound.
Absolutely. Chance to adopt one, foster one, or just come out and learn a little bit more about them. This one on Saturday, it's between 10 and 2 p.m. out at Campbelltown. It's the Pet Barn at Campbelltown. We'll have a number of dogs there, a number of Greyhounds as pet staff there who will be able to answer questions, match you up with the right dog that you're after. And I know a lot of people come along to these dogs these days just for a look from time to time, and they're kind of a bit stunned and shocked at how placid and how loving these dogs are, because most people, or a lot of people, have the perception of the dog chasing the lure, and that's what they think greyhounds are, but there's so much more to them, as I'm sure you can attest, Cozzy.
Well, I saw one of the most beautiful sights yesterday, and there was an elderly lady, and when I say that, she would have been, I reckon, probably around the 80, early 80s, walking her greyhound. And it was so beautiful. He was just poking along so quietly. It was like he was taking her for a walk. And they were just strolling along together, having a great time. And I looked, I thought, what a beautiful sight.
They're just loving a day out. They don't need a whole heap of exercise. They just need love. That's pretty much it. Loving a couch, and they're happy.
And the other thing is, I looked, and I just stopped. I was at the lights, and I looked, and I thought, you know what? He's perfect for you, because you'll sit down at home tonight in your lounge, and he's the perfect height. He'll just walk up and drop his head on a lap. Yep. And what a cuddle, and that'll be it. The pair of them will be as happy as pigs in mud.
Mate, absolutely right. That's all they want. They a pat on the head, somewhere to lay down, and kick back and watch TV with you. It's perfect.
And for retirement homes or people like that who are looking and they want a companion animal or a dog, and their greyhound is one of the best they can get, because they'll just stroll around quietly all day. And I say they're the perfect height for people who are sitting down or in wheelchairs, or they aren't that active.
100%, and we do through greyhounds as pets. There's, as you said, retirement homes, hospitals. Greyhounds are a great pet to have in hospitals as support animals. They just have the perfect temperament. They're so easy to care for as well. They don't shed hair. They don't need 1,000 kilometers of walk a day. No, they're really lovely. And the more that people find out about them, the more people understand that these are wonderful pets to have.
Too right. Now, you got a couple of bets for us in today, good things?
Mate, well, we've got a couple. Let's hope they're good things. We'll head to Richmond this afternoon for starters in race 9. The smart youngster, a kennel mate of Good Odds Serato, called Good Odds Armani. Very good winner there at Richmond last start. Yeah, won by 7 1/4 lengths and very handy dog. Box 6 tonight shouldn't be a problem. Be very hard to beat. And then we'll head at Wentworth Park. Race 2, we'll get the cash early. Let Me Know, number 4. Showed a lot of good early dash when a runner-up last start and looks the perfect race for it tonight, Cozzy.
All right, good on you, Mick. Good to catch up, and we'll go greyhounds with you tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Cheers, mate.